Welcome back to a special episode of Sci-Fi on Screen. It's not actually an episode, it's more of an announcement. I wanted to just talk a little bit about some changes that I'm making to the site. Not necessarily the format, but how I'm going to present the shows going forward. So I've been doing this for a couple of years now, and I've always at the back of my mind, I've had an idea that I would love to make a living from the show or to derive some income from the show. I spent a lot of time on making my notes on the film. I spent a lot of time recording and editing, and you know, I put a lot of time into the product that eventually comes out. So there's a couple of ways that podcasters generate revenue. And so the way I've seen it done usually is that people who have already a lot of notoriety in the world and in the entertainment business sell a lot of advertising, and they do, you know, their own verbal readings of advertisements on the show, and they make some money. But those are people who already have notoriety or have gained an enormous amount of notoriety quickly as a podcaster. The rest of us are faced with trying to advertise products on the show in some ways, trying to get the show out there as much as we can. The other way is donations. And we have, you know, crowdfund and Patreon and direct donations via whatever service that you have, relying on the goodwill of listeners to support the show because they like it. And that seems to be a large part. A lot of people do that as well. And I've also seen a way of doing it where people create memberships and tiered memberships kind of thing. So if you're a, you know, if you're a silver membership, you get access to certain things that free listeners don't get access to. If you're gold, you know, sometimes they'll stack it that way. And so, you know, they ask people to pay a regular fee to be a certain kind of member on the show. My sort of hero in podcasting and the guy who I've sort of modeled my show on is a guy named Dan Carlin. Carlin does it where the last sort of six or seven of his shows that he's done, he leaves free. And his backlog and his archives, he puts behind a paywall. I think Dan's got them for sale on iTunes, and you can go to his website and download. So he's actually selling the product that he's worked on for incredibly reasonable prices. Like you can get a five-episode Dan Carlin history marathon, like the History of Rome, for like $6 to $9. It's a deal of a lifetime. I mean, you'll have these shows forever. You'll listen to them over and over again. They're incredible. I wanted to kind of pattern a trial way of making some revenue from Dan. So what I've decided to do is, very similarly, I'm going to always have up the last five or six shows that I've done free on the podcast app and on iTunes. There will also be some shows that I'm going to leave free forever, like shows that are kind of, you know, my lightsaber special and an odds and ends show I did a while back. And those I'll probably leave free as well. The rest, and it'll be 99 cents an episode. And you can get the episodes right now by going to my website, scifionscreen.com. There's an index page. Very easy to navigate. You click on whatever movie you're interested in. It's 99 cents. You throw it in a shopping cart. And then checking out is really easy. You can use PayPal or any kind of credit card you like. Boom, download them and they're yours forever. The site's pretty much ready to go and it's pretty much set up that way. So you'll probably notice on your phone or whatever you use to listen to podcasts that the amount of episodes in my feed have shrunk drastically, and that's a result of sort of what I'm trying to do. But I'm also going to leave Patreon up and continue to ask folks to also support via Patreon because I'm going to try to, you know, all avenues of income that I can, and I really do appreciate the Patreon support that I'm getting right now. It's helping a lot, and I don't imagine that the backlog in the site is going to do much for a while. I'm sure it's going to take really a lot of time to build, if at all, and this is kind of a big experiment. So the two ways I am going to kind of go at it is this, trying to archive my shows for 99 cents, and of course, continue to ask folks to support me via Patreon. The closer I can get to emancipating myself financially, I could do, you know, I just have so many more ideas about shows that I want to do, and I just feel like 99 cents is really not a lot of money to ask for something that I put a lot of time and energy into. And, you know, comparing 99 cents to other things that cost a dollar, you know, like to have a 45-minute show or a 50-minute show or an hour show of me painstakingly going over films and, you know, getting into detail and discussing things. And if you enjoy that, I thought to myself, I would, you know, I pay 99 cents for that in a heartbeat. You know, if I really like a show, I would pay a buck a show. Why not? And again, the most recent shows will remain free. It's just kind of what will become the backlog and back catalog of the shows will go for 99 cents a pop. So I just wanted to do a brief announcement podcast about the changes that I made. I've got more shows coming up. I'm averaging one every 2 weeks now because my life is getting a little complicated. But anyway, I just wanted to announce some changes and I will see you in the next show.